This is KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill, puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that
wailing whistle all around the, you know where. Whoopee, what a ride on the Bipolar Express. And we roll on and on and on with train singer and Greg, yes. Hey, you know train?
Yes, Greg.
I sang a few train songs at the Ice Cream Social over there at the Senior Center recently, and man, they felt good, I gotta say.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Greg.
Hey, you know, I've been doing my best the last 10 years to drill them into your head.
Well, thanks, Train. You know, I do appreciate your 30 years of practicing on me.
Hey, but I gotta say, I'm enjoying my own stuff and, you know, doing some of these classic cover tunes that I liked when I was younger. I like to play these days, you know. And I'll be doing this until the season starts. March the 2nd, I will be on the Wolf Tree Turnaround out of Willits. So if you want to ride that train and see me, well, March the 2nd is the first day. But meanwhile, Greg Schindel, he gets his thing. But, you know, we have had quite a few musicians come and ride in the Bipolar Express. I can think of 20 time. Madge Strong, Pick and Pull, just this, Shindig. We've had some bands in here. And we haven't had a show last week with Pick and Pull, by the way. That was a replay because by popular man, of course. And this is our hometown radio, and I want people to come down here and ride with me, Train, and Greg on the BPE. And if you got a tune, you got a guitar, you got a poem, you got a gripe, come on in. I'll make room for you. It's fun. It really is. Look how much fun I'm having. Oh, okay. Hey, today, for example, we have a couple of young men. Well, one is younger than the other, I could tell.
One has got an old beard, kind of like this one.
He must be at least 50, right? Mm. Yeah, he goes, Okay, that says it right there. And this is Rick
Elliott.
Rick Elliott and Marley
Wells.
Yes,
Wells.
And Marley Wells. They are interested in becoming programmers and engineers, and are just darn right interested in the idea of radio. Now, we may not be big time here at KLLG, LP 97.9 FM, but actually we are. We are huge, huge, huge. Little pond, but we're huge right here. And you can learn about anything in a small town radio. Transfer it. This, Rick, for example, has lots of radio experience. His first radio show, he was 15 years old.
Yes.
And, kind of speaks toward this tale a little bit about your mother and father were in this business.
Yes, they were all of their lives. They were in New Orleans radio and New Orleans television.
Ah, New Orleans television and
New Orleans radio. They were known as Jack the Cat and Jackal and the Kitten.
Oh, Jack the Cat and Jackal and the Kitten. The cat came back. Well, wow, Rick. I hope we can have some fun here. And Marley, what brings you, what's your interest here? Speak up now. Be bold like the train singer. No, that's me, Greg.
Well, I've always loved radio. I've loved listening to it. Growing up, I'd always want to try to get a little radio. And it was always nice when there was no signal out with no phones anywhere. We could always have a radio to listen to. And I love talking and telling stories, and it'd be nice to just broadcast it to everyone.
Oh, neat. I wish we could. I wish we could. Well, this is great. So they're going to tolerate me. And, of course, we have Mike Burgess as our engineer. What patient man. Look at him. Although he's wringing his hands. He's, oh God, he sweats coming off him. Ah, that's the timbre we need right here. So I'm going to turn back to... Do you think I actually do this on the top of my head? Do you really? Well, I don't. So anyway. But before I forget... If you missed Twining Time this last month, you can catch them again. Remember, they are, let me look at this, I always get it wrong, the first Tuesday of every month, okay? So next Tuesday in the next month, which is that? Is that March? Why, it is, it's March. And on March the 10th, the local lights will be bringing folks in there. Open mic is there. Last week they had Just Enough with a lot of Cow Wagonette. Incredible people came just for the open mic. And speaking of incredible people, I'm going to be there next week. Yeah, next time. So I've already signed up. I will be an open micer there. So come on down there. So I've been working some of the music just to this open mic, and I thought I'd bring it in my show today. And, I don't know why, but I was compelled as a kid to write and perform songs and play them for myself. And it's kind of a therapy, maybe, but... Therapy? What do you mean, therapy? You mean you're sick? No. It's just a way of feeling better. Like, I know, let's call it fantasy. Fantasy, that's what it is. I love fantasy land. It's so much... it can be more fun than the real thing, right? So, hey... Here's a little theme I always like to play in Fantasyland. Here we are in Fantasyland, guys. Rick and Marley and Mike. Look at that. They're starting to rise out of their chairs. Dancing in Fantasyland. Doing everything we can. Feel everything is right. And everyone we love is here tonight. Dancing in Fantasyland. That's right, here we are. Dancing in Fantasyland. Doing everything we can. Feeling everything is right. Everyone we love is here tonight. Dancing in Fantasyland. Dancing in Fantasyland. Oh, yes, and here we are. You know, I was dancing in Fantasyland back when I was about 24, 25. It's so far back, and I was so young. But I was handing a poem by a man named David Bradley, and it was called The Mercury Head Dime. And that was back in 1971. And I was told, can you write music to this song? Which I did, and I played for years on my auto harp. But you know what? As Rick was saying, he likes to tell stories, and as you do too, Marley. And so I thought I'd just recite the poem rather than play it today. And it's called A Mercury Head Dime. Do you know what a mercury head dime is? You would. Well, 1936 is the last one I saw, but there was a dime that was printed, made of silver, of course, back then. And on it, one side, I believe, is the head of Mercury. And that's where that comes from. So referring to a mercury head dime is like looking back in the past. So it goes like this. Cotton candy and Ferris wheels, birthday cakes and rhymes, all the innocence of my childhood gone, like the days of the mercury head dime. See the yo-yo spin and rin-tin-tin and shooting marbles in the sun. There were colored kites and pillow fights and baseball cards with gum. Now, the Easter eggs and the toy balloons, they skip rope of well-spent time. Oh, ride the merry-go-round to yesterday, to the days of the mercury head dime. When steam whistles blew and Pullmans were new and hobos had nothing to lose. Miles and miles of tracks and railroad shacks, and my dad slept in the caboose. And there were coonskin taps and crackerjacks and double dare you, tag you're it. Now it's hide and seek, now don't you peek, and will you cross your heart on it? And there was Superman and Peter Pan, and they say Howdy Doody's doing fine. But if the Wizard of Oz would just grant my wish, I would ask for a Mercury Head dime. Now the Easter eggs and the toy balloons, they skip well-spent time. Ride the merry-go-round to yesterday, to the days of the Mercury Head dime. Ride the merry-go-round to yesterday, to the days of the Mercury Head dime. David Bradley, wherever you are, I lost touch of that guy and never saw him again. Hey, well, speaking of wishing, what? What if you won the lottery, you guys? All of us. Let's go for it. $242 million. I mean, change your life. You'd buy your own radio station. Wow.
Well, I'd buy my own town.
Jeez, makes you wonder. I've thought about, what would you do? You know, who would you give it away to? You know, but unfortunately, I did not buy a ticket. One was given to me one time for a shave and a haircut. He says, look, I'll give you this ticket if you let me borrow it. And I said, oh, go ahead. And I never did check it out. Who knows? Maybe I was a winner and I was one of those. Anyway, since I didn't buy a ticket, I'm still out of money and I'm living in a little camper on the back of my truck. I built it myself in my 64 Chevy 3/4. So anyway, what happened to me? Out the door. Once more. Now I'm sitting all alone. I take my rag. I wipe the shag. Brush those papers from the floor. Sweepstake ticket. You're so clean. Won't you help me make the scene? Yeah. Sweepstakes ticket, oh so clean. Won't you help me make the scene? Come on now. I know a woman, so fine, and I know that she's mine. So many times, you go away, all alone to face your day. Sweepstakes ticket, you're so clean. Won't you help me make the scene? Come on, sweepstake ticket, you're so clean. Won't you help me make the scene? That's right. The man said to me, this is free, there is no guarantee, and I know the lady, call her lucky, and she wonders when she'll have to pay. That's right. Sweepstakes ticket, whoa, so clean. Help me make the scene right. I found a penny, I make a wish. Nothing that you want to change. Ah, seems all right to me. But sweet steak ticket, oh, you're so clean. Won't you help me make the, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. That's it. Help me make the scene. Sweepstake ticket. So clean. Help me make the scene. Yeah, but that's the way it goes. And if you don't, well, don't have the money, I'll tell you what happens to you. You just stay poor. But they say the poor are rich, right? Well, that's just fine. I'm still a senile, faded flower child. Aging. Ain't it fun? You don't even know yet, young man. Senile, faded flower children. Trying hard to cope. Mother says, there isn't any hope. Don't listen to her. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. See now faded flower children, not yet 33. They got a real built engine, but they take it nice and slow. New bearings in the rear end, oh, let her roll. Replace most of the pickup's parts, but it really doesn't show. New clutch and muffler system, I hope that tranny doesn't blow. See now faded flower children, trying hard to cope. Mother says there isn't any hope. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. See now faded flower children, not yet 43. Can't afford to rent these days, so they must keep moving around. All they want is just a piece of ground. Plant a little garden, take the time to watch it grow. Don't think much of making lots of dough.
A little bit wouldn't be bad, Gregory.
Senile, faded flower children, trying hard to cope. Mother says there isn't any hope. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. Senile, faded flower children, not yet 53. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. See now faded flower children, not yet 63. Living in an Airstream, Winnebago. See now faded flower children, not yet 73.
Next month though. There now.
Ah, la 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 la. Well, that's true. I'm not yet 83. That's true, but I'm faded, that's for sure. Hey, but I'm glad to be riding here today on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM right here in the big town of nowhere. the little town of Willits. Hey, we've had some pretty incredible weather lately, haven't we? Rain and wind. Jeez, the branches of trees just crashing down and, oh, my goodness. Sun's out today, though. Might not be when you hear this, though. They say in New England, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. When the bird catches a bug on the bark of a tree, and a shadow of a hawk floats by your knee, will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden. Will you steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again? When the owl is flying by your side, sitting on the line when you go by, will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again? Sitting on the line and calling your name when you go by, will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden and hear the pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter of the rain again. And hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. Spooky. Ooh, that's kind of a spooky tune, Gregory. Well, you know, I have these episodes of not panic, but stress, right? Thinking about what I don't have and what's going to happen tomorrow, and the freaking bathroom, the toilet, and all this. I get stressed out about that stuff. I'm lying in bed, and I go, why worry about things that you can do something about in the morning? And then why worry about things you can't do anything about? What are you lying here like a wide awake at night? You ever had those sleepless nights? For, oh, man, what is that? You know, I've got a sleepless night. There's a thousand things rolling across my mind. And playing music just won't do it this time. And there's morning birds calling. Morning birds calling, morning birds calling, and I'm up. I'm up. All night. And I can't close my eyes. Restless, barefoot, walking. And if you were only here, there's rain in my heart, pain. My heart, and I'm up. Ooh, oh, I'm up all night, up and then down. I'm up. I'm down, can't seem to get my rest, so I go to find my dog. She wants to sleep now, she's gone. I look in the mirror, the same old stuff. And there's blue on my window, blue on my window, blue on my window, and I'm up. Ooh, I'm up all night. I'm up and I'm down, up and I'm down, I can't seem to get my rest, and I've got a sleepless night. There's a thousand things rolling across my mind. Playing music just won't do it this time. Morning birds calling, rain in my heart, blue on my window, and I'm up. Ooh, oh, I'm up. I slept pretty well last night. And you know, sometimes I get the feeling here in the world and on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. God, I remember to say that too every now and then. I carry it away. I think I'm in my own little world, but I'm not. This is the radio. Yay! Hometown! Whoopee! And we've even got guests in the studio who want to be radio people. They already are radio people. Yeah, you'll never forget it. Okay. But I feel like a monkey sometimes. How about you? Seen no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil too. Hey, I'm a monkey and you're a monkey. Which monkey are you? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monkeys around. 16, 17, 18, 90, 100 monkey sound. It's the 100 monkey sound. You're the 100 monkey, 100 monkey. Woo, woo, woo. Well, I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. Well, the big baboon by the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey, he got drunk, sat on the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed, went to his knees, and that was the end of the monk. Monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monkey on the elephant. Da 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 da. Monkey sound. Well, 100 monkey. Monkey sound. Hey, welcome to the circus. Welcome to the show. Come watch all us monkeys while we're marching in a row. Welcome to the big talk. Won't you come inside? Let the grinning ringmaster, he'll take you for a ride. Take you for a ride. Take you for a ride. Da 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 da. Hundred monkeys, woo! Come on, let's go take a pleasure ride. It's not so hard to do. Cruise out on the open road, but it feels just like the zoo. Monkey ranch, monkey traps, and even monkey bars. There's a monkey face in outer space. Monkeys are driving them. Monkeys driving cars. Monkey driving. Beep, beep, beep on the monkey sound. On a boom, bam, bam, boom. A boom, bam, bam, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Dun, 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 dun. Monkey see, monkey do, do the monkey shine. Do my monkey dinner, your monkey suit look fine. Monkey chase the weasel, thinks it's all in fun, but put your money in the cup when the organ grinder's done. Organ grinder's done, organ grinder's done. Kerpunk, well, on the monkey, monkey sound. He's got a monkey on his back and the baboon combs his hair. But if monkey's drunk on the elephant's trunk, a sneeze could end it there. Sneeze could... Again! Dun 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 dun. Whoa! The hundred monkey, where there's monkeys in the jungle, monkeys in Bombay. Monkeypox, Ebola virus, blow us all away. When we reach that 100 monkey, what will the monkeys do? Act like you and me, cuz we're just monkeys. Oh, we just monkeys? Are we just monkeys? Woo! 100 monkey, 100 monkey. See no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil too. Look, and I'm a monkey and you're a monkey. Which monkey are you? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monkeys around. 16, 70, 80, 90, 100 monkey sound. 100 monkey sound. 100 monkey sound. What is monkey on the elephant's trunk? Oh, a monkey on the elephant's trunk. There's a monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monk on trunk. Monk on trunk. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. How about think no evil? Ooh, what kind of monkey is that? Again, this is Greg Schindel on the BPE on KLLGLP. Wee, 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 97.9 FM. Fum, pum. Okay, Train Singer, you know, Train Singer fans, they've been calling and saying that I'm hogging the show, me, Greg, hogging my own show. I mean, okay, it's hard not to do, but all right, I'm supposed to give Train Singer some time now. Hope you can remember the song, Train. Oh, come on, Greg, give me a break. It's been a while, you know, I've been off work for a while, but hey, do you think, Train Singer, just go ahead.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. You know, I have many personalities when I'm Train Singer. Hey, I'm glad that I've been missed, what is it, 10,000 now fans that are out there somewhere not listening? See what I mean? Nobody cares. Nobody really cares, but that's all right. Don't let it get you down. I do. Train Singer cares. Greg Schindel really cares. He's a lovely guy. I really like him. Is that you, Train?
Yes, that's me, Greg, you know. We'll be home tonight, you know.
Hey, woo. So anyway, I'd love to play a few Train tunes today and read a little bit of train history, railroad history. So, but first, why not play a little Train scene to warm you up? Wow, wow, little Hank Snow. From old Montana to Alabama, travel the four, and travel again. You travel, women can't keep a good man down. You dealt the cards, I'm on Mr. Play. I'll be hitting the road, I'll be on my way. I'll board that rolling rocket and leave this town. Well, I was a good old engine running on time, honey. I'm switching to another line. Don't you hang your shingle out for me. I'm tired of running down the same old track, about a one-way ticket, and I won't be back. I'll board that golden rocket and leave this town. Hear that lonesome whistle blow, that's your cue, and now you know got another lover in Tennessee. That midnight special's clearing a little, honey, don't you cry to follow my trail, this golden rocket is blowing my blues away. Hear it thunder all through the night, well, that golden rocket, she's doing me right. Sunny old Southland, she's a part of me. Brakeman started singing a song, you're worried now, but it won't be long, cause the golden rocket is blowing my blues away. Whoa. Now the porter yells in the southern drawl, rise and shine, good morning, y'all. Sprang to my feet to meet that brand new day. I kiss my baby at the station door, and that whistle blow like never before, and that golden rock let blow my blues away. Woo! There we go, okay, so I'll catch my breath by turning to the written word. Imagine that. And I was thinking how interesting it would be to cast a little light on tunnels and railroads. I mean, you kind of, there's so much to be focused on. So I would like to take you back to Los Gatos and Santa Cruz in the 1950s. What a time that must have been. I was living in Fresno at the time then, but never got there. But so this is a bit about tunnels. Old Santa Cruz Mountains. Well, I was probably 10 or 11 at the time. I did ride the train when I was in Los Gatos. I moved to Los Gatos in 1925. And at the time, you see, I would have been 8 years old. And I did ride the trains from Los Gatos to Santa Cruz and back quite a few times when I was about that age. Now, those were steam engines. Oh, yes, absolutely. And the line went from Los Gatos right directly to Santa Cruz. That line is discontinued now. It was a wonderful line. They ran the suntan specials every Sunday. And they'd take long Harriman commute cars, and they'd put two 300s on the point. And then they'd run through all those tunnels. Well, it would take about an hour to go the 25 miles from Los Gatos to Santa Cruz on the suntan special. So they'd go through all those tunnels, and they had 2300s on there. And those 2300s would smoke the tunnels up pretty good. Some of those tunnels were pretty long, too. And in those days, why, yes, we did get smoke inside the passenger cars, but not to any great degree. A great degree, I love that. Ahem. But there was always a little oil smoke in those passenger cars when you went through long tunnels. You could smell it very clearly. Those were the days when they used to go through and light the gas lights for you. That they didn't have electricity on those coaches back then. That must have been kind of cool, you know, lighting the gas lights and all the smoke. And oh,
I'm so glad you came with me on this ride, honey.
Then we'd go, we'd pull right on down to the waterfront in Santa Cruz, let all the people out at the amusement park. That's where everyone was heading, to the boardwalk. And then they'd pick them all up when their train was to leave and take them the way back. Wow, what a thing that... That's almost like, you know, taking the train down to the Bay Area and taking the ferry across. Ah, geez. Well, here's a little more about tunnels. So this is a little further north, Dunsmuir. You know where this is, up by Reading and those places. Check this one out. This is remarkable that they allowed. Imagine what before the safety rules were put in place, man. OSHA and Kenosha and Belosha. Okay. Up in Dunsmuir, November 20, it needed a helper. So they sent me down to Dunsmuir to Reading. This is like, who is this? We're talking about Dick Murdoch. He was born in 1917, old railroad guy. Okay, here we go. We had a 3700 on point and a 4400 and a 12 or 14 car old heavy equipment train. Those are big steam engines, and I'm not really up on the numbers, but I imagine they were still old big steamies. So, what did I say? Did I do that? Oh, yes. Okay. There's a lot of tunnels from Grey Rock where you cross Shasta Lake all the way to Dunsmuir. About 13 tunnels. Some of them may have been daylighted. That must be torn down, would you say? By now, yes. But back then, they were fast track, all right. But boy, oh boy, those tunnels. The smoke you'd get from both engines right back into the cab. So what do you do? Well, when you're coming to a tunnel, the first thing you do, say if it's a hot summer day, you take off your jacket and you take it over to the water box and you wet the jacket down all over real, real good. Wet the jacket down. Then you had a respirator. Well, it looked like a funnel. And it came directly from the air, and it had a sponge in it. And you'd wet that little sponge on the respirator, and then you had an air valve, and you'd turn on the air valve, and it would sprinkle that little water on your face when you held it over your face. Okay, now, when you came to the tunnel, you'd shut the cab windows, and then you'd shut the storm curtains in the back, close up the cab as tight as you could to keep that hot smoke out of there, if you possibly could. And adjust your fire. Adjust everything before the tunnel. Then you'd get down off the seat and you'd sit on the floor on the deck. And you'd put this wet coat over your head and you'd turn on the respirator and you'd pray. This is serious. Well, yeah.
Men were really tough back then, would you say?
All right. So, and your ears would get hot, and your neck would get hot, and you'd start sweating, and you'd get the claustrophobia. And if you screamed, it wouldn't make a difference. You couldn't hear yourself scream anyway. Silent scream in the cab. Woo! Smoke! Fire! Sounds like hell to me. And then, okay, it's just a short distance between one tunnel and the next. So, what do? Why, you throw the coat off, wet it, get fresh air. Wait a minute. You wet it. Open one of the windows and grope and gasp the fresh air. And then comes the tunnel. Oh, dun, dun. Shut the window, wet the coat, put the coat back on, get down on the floor. You do that 13 times. And by the time you got to Dunsmuir, your ears were singed and your face was black and you were tired as heck and you were ready for bed. It sounds funny, but it wasn't. Okay. The second locomotive got it worse than the first. And I was in the second one because they put the helper on the front. And the 37, they put him on the front. And we were in the second engine. It wasn't as bad if there was just one locomotive. You could make it through without going through all that. But suppose you're in freight service. The train's slower, heavier, longer. And it takes you longer to get through the tunnel. Oh, that's for sure. Boy, there's a couple of tunnels. Now, if you ever stalled, then there's only one thing you can do, and that's to get down low on your hands and knees and try to crawl out of the tunnel if you ever stalled in there. You get down where the fresh air is. And if there is any at all, it's down there on the ground, as close as you can get. That never happened to me. Whew, whew. But it had happened to quite a few guys up there in Dunsmuir. I came very close with a cab first one time, but that isn't so bad for one reason, because the cab is in front, so you had the fresh air in front of you. But the poor guy in the second engine, oh my. If you're behind cab first and you're in the second engine, you've got a boiler engine. Then you're getting smoke from both of them in that one. It's tough. It was really tough. The engineer gets down the same way as the fireman. You'd have the engineer and fireman both getting down the same way. You bet, boy. He'd have the throttle set and everything. That was the way. It wasn't going to sit up right there, the box seat, then. You couldn't see anything in the cab anyway, except the lights were on. But smoke got in and filled him up the cab anyway. You kept out all that you could possibly keep out. But it got better than heck in there. I mean, better. It got hotter than heck in there. Hey, the reason the engineer gets down was because he wanted to get his head protected too. So he had a wet coat over his head too. And he had this respirator on too. Boy, what if something was on the track? You know, it never happened, I guess. So those tunnels were a real toughie, and he didn't look forward to having to go through all those tunnels. And using that respirator in some of those tunnels, that wasn't very far apart. Yeah, he had time to manipulate the valves, well, wet coat down and do it again. But this was back in 51 and 55. So you can see what a time we was. You know, when I think of tunnels, Train Singer thinks of tunnels, I think of John Henry, the steel-driving man. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee, he pointed his finger at a little piece of steel. That's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Gonna be the death of me. Now John Henry had a little woman, her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick, had to go to bed. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Now the captain said, John Henry, gonna bring me a steam drill round. Gonna take that steam drill out on the job. Gonna whop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Whop that steel on down. Well, John Henry says to his cabman, you know, man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let that old steam drill beat me down, I'll die with my hammer in my hand, oh Lord. Die with my hammer in my hand. Now the captain, he said, John Henry, I believe that mountain's caving in. John Henry just laughed. He's got more mind. That's just my hammer sucking wind. Ooh, hammer just a sucking wind. Now John Henry says to his captain, look yonder, what do I see? Your steam deal broke, hold and choke. You know you can drive steel like me. No way, can drive steel like me. Now John Henry was a hammering on the mountain. Hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard that he broke his poor heart. And he laid down his hammer, he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer, he died. They carried John Henry to the graveyard, buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come rolling on by sail. There lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Whoa! Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. Oh, oh. I'm not going to get a lot of my stuff. Well, that's too bad, Greg. I've got the microphone right now. Well, gee whiz, I've got 10 minutes. Okay, I think I can get away with... let's just do one of these, and then I'll go to the love songs. And I didn't get a lot of that going on. And it's my wife's birthday today, and I thought, well, geez, make me feel kind of lovey. Okay. A lonely spot I know, no man will go. Shadows have all the room. I was riding free on that old SP. Humming a southern tune. When a man come along, made me hush my song. Kicked me off way out there. As she pulled out of sight, I looked to my right, my left, everywhere. But all I could see was a cactus tree and a prairie dog playing there. Watching prairie dog feed on a tumbling weed. Oh, that's his home way out there. I threw down my load on that dusty road, rested my weary legs. Watch that setting sun make those tall shadows run across that barren plain. Well, I hummed a tune to the rising moon. That's his home way out there. I closed my eyes to those starlit skies and I lost myself in dream. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land. Then I woke up with a start, 'cause there's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from there. She's passing by, well, I caught her on the fly. Climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert ground and that spot I would see no more. As we pulled away, I heard the pale moon say, "So long, pal, gets lonesome way out there." Sons of the Pioneers, Bob Nolan. That's the first song he wrote. I definitely have tight underwear on that one. Woo! I feel like I know. Anyway, so I'm going to move right along to the love section. How much time do I have for love? Ooh, 6 minutes. Okay. I've written a few myself, but back when I was younger, I sure did like this one. people smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. And we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. Gonna be like her and me, free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun are gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a change of love. In the morning when we rise, I bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tells me everything's gonna be alright. Love a girl holds the world in a paper cup. I drink it up. Lovers bring you love. And if you find she helps your mind, take her home. Oh, don't let her roam. Try and earn what lovers own. Even though we ain't got money, so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a change of love. In the morning when we rise, I bring a tear of joy to my eyes, and she tells me everything are gonna be alright. Pisces, Aries, rising, that's a very good sign. Strong and kind, little boy's mine. Now I see a family where there was none, and we just begun. Think I'm gonna drive for the sun, even though we ain't got money. So in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a change of love. In the morning when we rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Pretty song. 2 minutes. All right. Boy, oh boy, I do go on. I talk too much. Didn't get to the... But good news, there'll be music left over for next week. Love your sister and love your brother. Love your father, love your mother, and be rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. And though you're broken, stay open to love, be always hoping. And rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. Life's not always free and easy. We all know that's true. Ice and snow, sleet and rain. Love will see you through. Love your sister, and love your brother, love your father, love your mother, and be rolling with the flowing, growing. Ah, rolling with the flowing, growing. Rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. Well, I'm sure glad we had guests in the studio today, Mikey. Makes it really interesting for me. You know what you've been doing? Rick and Marlo? Marla? Mealy? Marley, of course. We've been riding on a Bipolar Express. The Bipolar Express. on a KLLG LP 97.9. FM radio, radio. KLLG LP 97.9. FM Willis, Willis, California. Ba ba da 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 da